Well, every week we always get someone from the official opposition in the province, from the NDP, to join us on the Trending 55 hot seat. Today it's an opposition member we haven't had on the hot seat yet, Rekki Pancholi. She is the Children's Services Critic for the NDP. And I guess, first of all, Rekki, thanks for joining us on the line here today.
Thanks for having me, Kyle. It's a pleasure.
I guess the first question we got for you today, Rekki, is, of course, the federal budget we saw come out last week. There was a lot of commitments there on spending money on child care programs, but the powers that be in this province have been not exactly totally committed to taking part in some of those child care plans. And again, I guess there's probably some concerns over that, I would imagine, there.
Yeah, I mean, I think what we heard from the federal government was an announcement of potentially billions of dollars, certainly millions of dollars on the table for Alberta to invest in affordable childcare. And let's be clear, there's a lot of details that aren't, completely set out yet in terms of what that federal announcement will look like. But what we also know is that Albertans desperately need access to quality, affordable childcare. So this should be a good news story for many Alberta parents. That's certainly what I'm hearing from Alberta parents, or they're thrilled at the possibility that their childcare fees could be reduced significantly in the next few years. And so, we know that affordable childcare is one of the biggest barriers to getting Albertans back to work, especially if they've got young kids. And so we really need this for our economic recovery, to get working parents back to work, but to know that they have quality spaces to put their kids in. So licensed quality spaces and affordable spaces. And, childcare right now in Alberta and in most parts of the province, including in the Peace River area, is over $1,000 a month for one child. And that's really unaffordable for so many parents. So this should be something that we should be taking very seriously, and the province should be taking seriously, to sit down and negotiate with that federal government to get dollars to help working parents in Alberta.
As we mentioned, the part about, people returning to work as we get to the end of the pandemic, we hope sometime soon. Do you think that, obviously, with more people returning to work and, trying to find, places for their kids to go, do you think that, spaces begin to become more of an issue now as we sort of get back to, quote, unquote, normal?
Well, yeah. I mean, certainly what we know is that child care programs across the province, like in daycares, but also in day homes, are operating at roughly 50% capacity. So because of the pandemic, right? We know that a lot of parents are struggling to afford childcare. They're out of work, or they're worried about the health and safety of their kids. But there's also limits on how many kids we can have in childcare programs right now with the COVID restrictions. So most programs are operating at 50% capacity. At a minimum, we know we want to get back up to filling all the spaces when parents go back to work, filling those spaces in childcare programs. But we also know that overall, we don't have enough childcare, licensed childcare spaces in Alberta. And, Kyle, when we look at particularly areas around Peace River, like, there's really very few licensed childcare spaces available. And so that has to be part of the puzzle as well, is that we also need to increase the number of licensed childcare spaces. And particularly in rural areas where it sometimes doesn't make sense to have a big childcare center set up there, but day homes and licensed day homes are a big part of delivering licensed childcare for rural families, and we need to make sure that there's more of those licensed spaces available. So as Albertans get back to work, we can fill up the spaces that are open right now, but we also need to be looking at building more licensed childcare spaces.
And I think also that's, getting more spaces out there. I think that's also a concern with, a lot of the kind of younger population we have in the province. Like, I know just in our region here, there's a community of Lacrete, which is a couple hours north of us here. And it's got one of the, it's a lot of very young, a lot of young people with the big families up there. So obviously, as we mentioned earlier, around our region, there's a limited availability of spaces. Do you think kind of the younger population we have around the province is also affecting that as well?
You bet. And I think that, when we talk about what are the unique needs of Alberta as compared to other provinces, it's not that we don't need access to licensed childcare spaces in our province. I think that's a challenge across the country. But what makes Alberta unique is absolutely that we have the youngest population in Canada. We also have the biggest pay gap between men and women. And let's be honest, when we talk about lack of access to affordable childcare, it's usually moms and who stay home from work and reduce their hours because they can't find childcare. And we also have the lowest employment rate, the biggest drop in employment rate for women in the country. So those factors actually suggest that Alberta has a greater need for access to affordable childcare, maybe than any other province in this country. So, but of course, we do need to make sure that the childcare that's available meets the needs of families. Like, and there's nothing to suggest that we shouldn't be looking at, you know, more flexible work childcare spaces for parents who work in shift work. We need to look at making sure that, you know, day homes might make more sense in rural areas than daycares, and that's certainly going to serve the needs of parents in, as you mentioned, Lacrete and the Peace River area. So, you know, those are all the things that we think could be part of this discussion with the federal government, should be part of the discussion, but the need is absolutely there for Alberta families, no doubt about it.
And we mentioned earlier that, you know, particularly around this region, you know, the concerns about the spaces and, you know, also cost as well being issues, particularly for getting childcare in rural Alberta. What are some sort of concerns that you've kind of heard from rural Albertans in particular?
Yeah, and that's actually, thanks for that question, because, you know, one of the things we hear a lot about is the cost of childcare in urban centers. You know, we talk about what the cost is in Calgary and Edmonton, but more than ever, I've been hearing from so many families in rural areas where they're talking about how the cost of childcare is getting to be close to the same cost as in urban centers. So easily, I've been hearing from families and centers and day homes in rural parts of Alberta, including up north, that talk about $1,000 per month, right, for childcare, for licensed childcare. And, you know, families who can't or are not eligible for subsidies, that is a huge chunk of their monthly take-home pay, right? So it's sometimes more than a mortgage payment or their rent. And so really that's a huge problem that's definitely creeping into rural areas in a way that we're used to talking about it just in the big cities. But no, it's absolutely a challenge. And you know what? And that lack of access to licensed childcare is a huge issue. Like, I know in the, you know, the Manning area, they had the Manning Childcare Center, which is part of the $25 per day pilot program that we had. And with the end of that $25 per day childcare program, you know, that center is likely going to close. And I know I spoke with the operator there, and she said, you know, with that center closing, there'll be no licensed childcare north of Peace River in Alberta. And, you know, licensing is really important because that's what it means. That means regulations around safety and health and quality of programming. And that's a real problem. We shouldn't be in a situation where children and families in rural Alberta, in northern Alberta, should have access to a lower quality of care and early learning than a child elsewhere in the province. We need to make sure, this is also about being equitable, making sure that all families have access to quality early learning and affordable early learning. And that's definitely a growing challenge in rural parts of this province.
Well, whenever we have guests come on the hot seat, we always like to ask you know, some personal questions out there. So we just kind of show our listeners, like, okay, you know, politicians are people too. Now, in your case, you are the MLA for Edmonton White Mud. Just to give kind of our listeners sort of appreciation of the riding, why don't you tell us a little bit about the riding and that you represent in the ledge?
Well, thanks for that question. Yeah, so Edmonton White Mud is a riding in southwest Edmonton. It's actually an area of the city that I grew up in, and so I know this part pretty well. One of the things, two things that I love about my riding, one is that two-thirds of the families in this riding are families with children. So there are a lot of kids in my riding, which kind of, you know, I connect with very well. It connects with my responsibility as the critic for children's services, because obviously the needs of families are pretty important in that portfolio, but also really important in my riding. I also have two young kids myself who just came through childcare, so it's something that's pretty near and dear to my heart. But the other thing that I love about my riding that I just have to talk about, I'd love to mention, is that we have the highest percentage of dog ownership in the city. I'm a big dog lover. So I got to tell you, I really love that when I go door knocking in my riding, I come across a lot of dogs. And so we got a lot of kids and a lot of dogs in Edmonton White Mud.
Well, definitely the fact that there's a lot of dog lovers in that part of Edmonton certainly has piqued my interest for maybe checking that out one of these days. But anyhow, Racky Pancholi from the official opposition to the NDP, thanks for joining us on the line here today.
Thanks, Kyle. I appreciate the opportunity to chat with you.